as Western Buddhists make the great transition from the path of irregular steps to the path of regular steps, as they start going for refuge, start becoming ordained, what then can we expect to see? We can expect to see not people busy donning robes of various colours, not people rushing off to the east. What we can expect to see is the creation, the growth here in the West of an order. In other words, simply a community of people, ordinary people, who have committed themselves to the spiritual life, committed themselves to Buddhism, committed themselves to the three jewels. A community of people who, individually and in fellowship with one another, have gone for refuge. And as some of you at least know, such a community, such an order, is in fact already in existence, is in fact already more than 6 years old. And it is known as the Western Buddhist Order. We call it Western because it has arisen here in the West, under the conditions of a secularized and industrialized society. We call it Buddhist because it derives its inspiration ultimately from the teaching and the example of Gautama the Buddha and of all the great enlightened saints and sages and spiritual masters who were his spiritual descendants, his spiritual sons and grandsons. And it's known as an order because it recognizes the great value in the midst of a world so unsatisfactory and difficult in many ways and distracting in many ways. It recognizes the value of a spiritual fellowship with one another, a spiritual fellowship in treading the path. It's also an order because it seeks to create a reservoir of spiritual energy from which all may draw, from which all may benefit. And it's an order because, above all, it realizes the importance of the distinction upon which we've dwelt tonight, the distinction between the path of regular steps and the path of irregular steps.